in science integrity, another observation the window team commented on, and Christine and I discussed a bit, is in Hertzsprung, the solid and intact crater is very smooth. If it were a dirt road, it's very hard packed, and then you go outside of it, and that outer crater, that's the one that is older, it is a little rougher and more jagged, and starts to get into more loose-looking terrain. And the smooth interior also causes the craters that are inside of the larger crater, the smaller craters, to have really sharp edges, sharp, distinct edges. And just a general comment on that area, Hertzsprung, that whole area, the average albedo there is darker. That is, I would say, three. And the average albedo around Oriental and between Oriental and Ulm, excluding the wedge, the darker wedge, is more on the 6-7. And that they also seem to be different texturally. Christina described it earlier around Hertzsprung, and then from Hertzsprung toward Ulm, I'm sorry, toward Oriental, there appears to be a frozen, a rippling pond of frozen, or like choppy waves when it's windy out, choppy water, and then it freezes instantly. That's the texture. If you walk down there barefoot, it looks like it would be hard on your feet, like aha lava. After it's cooled, it would be pokey. Except for right there in the center of Hertzsprung, it looks paved, like a paved road, nice and smooth.